What's your lot, brother?
Hello, Reese. How are you?
Was that fake as fuck? I'm alright.
No, for real, how are you?
I'm alright. My life. I'm alive, but I'm dead. No, I'm good.
So how are you, Lewis? How's your day been?
My day. Where can I start with my day? My day's been alright.
What happened?
Well, I started the day by doing things I needed to do, running some errands.
Like?
I went for breakfast, then I went to go to Taylor.
Taylor?
Yeah, to the
Where's that? Thing. Around here?
There's one, you know, opposite King Kebab. There's like a little side road.
Yeah.
There's a Taylor just there.
Mate, that whole shit has everything. There's a little watch shop that you wouldn't know to watch. Oh, fucking
So hell. I went there just to get a pair of trousers, like, in a bit at the bottom. Then...
What?
That's what they do. They bring them in a bit at the bottom.
Oh, okay. So you wanted more tapered. What, more tapered to your calf?
Yeah, tailored. Then I went to get some Pritt sticks.
How old are you?
I'm gluing shit into my memory book. And then I came here and spent a lot of time just waiting around.
For I showed up to wait
fun
for
things
you.
To happen, you know?
Oh, I have a new haircut as well, guys. It's called a French crop, but I have naturally wavy hair. I don't even know if it's good or not, so. Got to rock with it because they fucked up my fringe, because I'm supposed to have it shorter, but I have a massive forehead. So I was like, don't do it too.
No comment, Your Honour. So Reese, talk to me about you. Tell me about yourself. Tell me what's going on. I haven't seen you in a long time.
Mate, I am buying a house. Actually, the one I originally bought fell through. But now I'm actually buying another house. And this one I've already reserved it. And you know what? It's a new build.
Nice.
From the company I work for.
Okay.
Which is cool because I get all my added options. Like say if I wanted 4-height wall tile in the bathroom, tiled floors or laminate floors. All the extras come at cost, so no overheads and profit on top. Get a 5% discount as standard. Then I get an additional discount, which is they prorate the discounts they give to, like, say, you two, because you know what the company, give me that on top of the 5% discount. All in exchange for 4 years of my life.
I guess that's not that bad.
I think it's class.
Yeah, for like 4 years, that's not terrible. Yeah.
And the house will be in Stafford.
Oh. Oh.
I'm going up in the world.
Stafford going up in the world.
I think it'd be worth somewhere. Oh, it's only like a 2-bed.
But still, like, area-wise, like, Stafford, like...
Oh, is it? Well, it's not like the heart of Stafford. It's like...
Like the outskirts of Stafford.
But it's going to be the
heart. Nice part of Stafford.
For now, but there's people building there, so it's going to be the not nice. But in four
That's
years,
exciting, though.
In the 4 years' time, say the thing is 215k. When in the 4 years is up, that could be worth plus. I'm just going to get a discount on top of that.
Yeah, and if you like do it up and stuff like that, then by the time it gets to the 4 year mark, yeah, that'll be sick.
That could be worth £2.
Congrats, mate.
Thank you. So other than that, I've just been working.
Grafting.
Working.
Good lad.
Going to gym. Eating really healthy. Had a health scare.
Oh, did you?
Well, not really. I don't know if I said it on here. You know how from like, February till like literally recently, I was out every weekend, obviously on the drink and eating fast food and being terrible. I had lumps on my liver, and I thought, uh-oh.
Jesus.
Went to the doctor, and well, I went private, so I paid for it. So it was £85 just to see the fella. He had a feel around and suggested having a ultrasound, because with your liver, only a little bit, like there, you can actually feel most of it's under your rib cage.
Oh.
So he felt the thing, he says, it feels like there could be like a cyst, which says they could come and go. So we've done an ultrasound, found out I have two floating ribs, which is like a bog standard.
Two
thing.
Floating ribs?
So
all like the ribs that are unattached.
Yeah. Okay. So two of them, which is one more than normal, it's not too special. And he says, like, where he thought there was like a lump before was gone. But then I told him I stopped having milk, sugar, was eating really healthy, and it was like, then basically just sat me down and said how bad my lifestyle is and that I need to...
So do you recommend for the New Year, it's not going to happen right now, that I like cut out things like that?
Like
milk, sugar?
Yeah. Well, it's all in moderation, to be fair, but...
Well, yeah, but like cut it out in terms of like, if I have like a nice coffee, I just have like a nice black coffee with no sugar and things like that.
Okay. Yeah, so I paid £85 for the thingy to speak to him, and then 170 for the scan, and then obviously to have a meet with him, and basically and I had like all the work done and stuff. It was just basically saying, broke it down, like everything I eat, because I was like, oh, Mackie's brekkies, coffees, all these things, and my body's just not, it's just not good for me at all. Yeah, it's just, yeah.
And but at least you found the problem, dealt with it pretty quickly, and they have a solution.
Yeah.
And there is kind of like, I guess, a light at the end of the tunnel kind of thing.
And then don't start fucking Googling it, like researching food and stuff.
I mean, don't start Googling anything. Google is not your friend. Let's just get that one out there. Oh. I remember once I Googled, like, I've got a cough and I've had it for, and yeah, Google was basically like, you're dying. My friend, you're dying.
But it's like, it's a big thing the guy was on about, because I was talking about family history and all that stuff. And he was like, you're predisposed to chronic illnesses. You need to be anti that. So he's basically saying, don't have sugary things. Fast. Mm-hmm. Like, really obvious stuff. But then like he went into so much detail, like how it affects more, like how your hormones and shit. And basically he was like, if you feel like you, like, say if you're eating healthy, but then you're still not losing weight or something. And he says that's a hormone imbalance. That's not... And he basically showed me like some pictures of a guy that he had who was like working out, CrossFitter, has like 25% body fat, hormones all over the place, even though he was eating healthy and all that. Couldn't shift it. Got his hormones correct. Went from 25% body fat to 12 in 7 months.
Okay.
Just by getting his bloods checked and making sure he was eating the correct stuff.
See, this is the thing. I know a while back, like years ago, I said about getting my bloods done and stuff, and I didn't do it. But obviously, quite recently, I had to go and get my bloods tested. And it wasn't an awful experience. So I feel like what I want to try and do in the new year is, as regularly as I can, get my bloods tested. Because both my grandparents have diabetes.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, there is a chance that I could develop get diabetes. It. And I've said, I don't want that. If it happens, it happens. But I want to try and prevent it as much as possible. So I feel like I'm going to start trying to get my bloods tested more and just trying to change things a little bit. Well, I am changing my lifestyle somewhat. Like, I don't eat nearly as much bad stuff as I did. I don't have as much sugar in things and all that. But there are still little things that I can be doing. Obviously, I'm walking all the time as well. Like, I'm out walking all the time. So that's helping somewhat. I do want to go back to the gym. So I'm going to start the gym again, I think, end of this month. Just because this month is fucking crazy busy. But yeah, I just feel like little things that I'll be doing will hopefully help me.
Slowly chip away. Yeah. I'll tell you what pissed me off the gym. So I joined the gym, Retroflex. Yeah, fuck you, first of all.
We're never going to get that sponsorship now.
Yeah, fuck them. So I signed up for 12 months, yeah?
But this just spent like one lump sum for the whole year?
No. It was like reoccurring. Well, so the terms and conditions don't exist. It's just on the screen, it's 12 months, 25 quid. I thought, I've been hands-on for 12 months. Now, I tried a new gym called The Foundry, like the one in... They're like franchises like McDonald's, so
You just
buy the name, you don't buy the equipment, so basically... Right. So, join The Foundry, that's £28.99 a month. This Foundry, the Retroflex is 25. I said to Retroflex, can I cancel my membership? Because their standard rolling one was £30 a month every month. And I said, I've done 5 months, let me pay you an extra 30 quid. And we'll call it quits. So they were like, no, you have to pay us the remainder, 175 quid or something like that, instead of like the 300 quid. And I said, no, because there's nothing in terms of... The only thing that stated it was the original screen. There's no contract in place.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, but I did send an email. I've been made redundant and all that stuff.
Thinking, a little white lie.
A little white lie.
Yeah.
But I was willing to pay for the extra.
Yeah, of course.
Which they would not accept. So now I'm going to have to tell my bank to cancel the subscription. Because it's not a direct debit. It's a subscription.
Yeah. I think that was the same when we used to go to the other gym in Solihull. I don't want to say their name because...
Oh, fuck them as well.
Yeah. So when we went there, it was a direct debit, but like you had to do it through a third party, didn't you?
Yeah.
So... It was weird, like, you had to cancel it with this third party, cancel it with your bank, and then also, I think, pay them a final sum for them to cancel it. I didn't do that final part.
I wouldn't.
So I cancelled the direct debit, and I cancelled everything on my side, but theoretically, I guess, on their books, I'm still part of the club, I don't know. Like, I wasn't paying that last, because I think it was like £48 or something. That you have to pay.
It makes zero sense. It's like a term where it's like, because you want to leave, it's a leaving fee. Like,
yeah.
What?
It's like, anyone should just be able to leave, because circumstances can change all the time.
Yeah,
someone should just be able to leave without having to pay that stupid amount of money. So I literally was just like, I'm cancelling that, and that's it.
Mate.
I mean, no debt collectors have come to try and get me yet, so...
You know. That's what I'm thinking, because this company, I'd give it maybe 1-2 years max into probably Felt or something. Will they come after me for the 175?
I feel like that was Foundry. Sorry to anyone who goes to the Foundry, but it kind of came out of nowhere. And I genuinely think, from what I've heard, it's the Instagram gym. People don't go there to go to the gym, necessarily. People go there who are like...
Wait, wanting especially
to take
that
like
one.
Big buff, exactly, like big buff photos and trying to like do influencing stuff. And I honestly think, I could be wrong, but I don't think people are going there for the gym.
No.
People are going there because it's aesthetically pleasing and all of that kind of stuff. And I really don't think... In history, I think that gym that's there now, any gym that it's been before has not worked for that long. It's been there for a couple of years.
It's been sold,
So
it was Fitness for Life, then it was something else, and then something else, now it's the Foundry.
I just don't think it's a good place. When you've got that one at the bottom, and you've got Sports Direct at the top,
and that's twice
there's
the
no
cost.
Point having three separate gyms all offering the same thing. I don't think Foundry's going to last that long.
That's the thing. The Foundry gym itself is an entity. So it's like McDonald's. When you buy a McDonald's, you don't actually buy McDonald's, you buy into the franchise. So then you can start selling McDonald's products. With Foundry, you're just buying the name, the Foundry. You're not actually getting anything else. So there's a Foundry in Halsall, a Foundry in Dudley, there's a Foundry in Kings. You're just buying the name. That's how it gets its reputation. It's
but then
really,
is that the same kind of thing as like the gym? Because obviously it's the gym group, isn't it? So there's like one in Kings Heath, one in Shirley, one here, one there. So it's not... You're paying for the name, essentially.
That's it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
But everyone that goes to that one is so vain, yeah. The one I go to is...
The Foundry one.
Yeah, mine's like the old school, like fucking...
Like, I... Sometimes, like, if I go on, like, a morning walk before I work from home, there's people that I see walking in and out of there, I'm like, you're not there for the gym. You don't need to be there for the gym. Like, you're already, like...
No, but some people like to...
They like to flex, innit?
Yeah.
And I just, I don't know. It cringes me out when I see guys, they're like proper.
I wish people just honestly to wear steroids on that.
Yeah, because I guess unless you're doing something like the Olympics or an athletics competition, then what's the point in line? Like, if you're doing steroids, like.
Yeah, well, if you're doing it in the Olympics, that's cheating.
Well, yes, of course. But that's what I'm saying. Like, if you're trying to hide it for that reason.
Yeah.
But in real life, just say you're doing it. Like, who cares?
But yeah, other than that, what am I doing in life?
How is your job?
Oh, sound. I actually really like it. Everyone's stressed, but I love it, man. It's so much less stressed than my last place.
That's good. That's what you need.
Yeah. I like it. It's cool. And there's a room to progress. And then they're not one of them companies that tries to prohibit you. They're like...
They're trying to encourage you.
We're just learning the fucking systems, man. That's what annoys me.
I think that's the problem about going to a new job and like a new company. You think you know things, but obviously they've got different systems and different ways of doing things, and then you've got to relearn what you already know, but in a different way.
Yeah, it's strange.
Which is really strange.
It is strange. But other than that, sister had another baby.
Yes, congratulations.
It's not mine.
Well, I know, but still. General congratulations.
Oh, yeah, it's all right. It's cute, to be fair. I just love my niece. She's fucking the best. I do think I'll have a favourite.
You can't... You're not allowed to have favourites, though.
Yeah, I reckon... My firstborn will be my favourite kid if it's a boy or girl. And Darcy, which is my first niece, should always be the favourite.
I guess you do have... Like, there are different kind of connections, aren't there? Like, you know, as much as my cousins hate to admit it, I'm the oldest on both sides, so I am the favourite. But, you know, I don't tell them that because they get a bit upset, don't they? So, you know, I'm going to be like, oh, there's no favourite.
And
favorites.
Hopefully they don't watch this.
I don't give a damn if they watch this. I'm the favourite. Understand that.
Damn.
But no, I understand what you mean. Like, you have a different kind of connection then, like with... Because Darcy made you an uncle.
I remember when that first happened, it was just after...
Yeah.
And I was there from, like, when she was first born till she was about... One and a bit,
yeah.
So I get to sort the best moments, and I was working from home in time,
So I was like, so there is that different connection, there isn't there? Like, obviously, when your nephew gets older and stuff like that, you'll build a different connection with him.
I would be a footballer shit and make him a Man U fan. That would be a fan. Fuck the Villa. Fuck the Villa.
No comment, Your Honour. I don't want to get into a physical fight here.
You're not a football fan, are you?
Well, I'm becoming a little bit more of a football fan.
With who?
Not like a mass... Still Villa, like obviously. You
know. Your dad's Newcastle, though?
Yeah, but my mum and sister are both Villa fans.
Dirty bastard.
We used to live in Aston, didn't we? Well, okay, when I say this, I always say we used to live in Aston. We lived in Aston when I was probably about 6 months old, for probably about 6 months. So I say that because...
Like he's born and bred from Aston.
That's the thing. I say, oh, we used to live in Aston. Like I've ever lived there for a significant amount of time.
It's not a good thing. I wouldn't be like...
Well, I know that's the thing, but it's my justification for why I support Villa. Oh, I used to live there. I basically didn't used to live there. Like I was there from when I was an infant. I have no recollection of living in Aston. So, but I'm also not going to support Newcastle.
That's what me being from Spark Hill saying I love fucking, I don't know. I stopped myself. I didn't say.
Do you know what? We're learning, we're growing on this podcast. We've just seen it happen in real time.
Maturing.
Jesus Christ.
I was going to say Ireland, that was it. Because it used to be an Irish community back in the day.
Sorry. That's fine. See, that's okay. That's acceptable. Because it's nowhere near Ireland. So that's, you know. That's fine. I was genuinely really scared for what you were going to say then.
I stopped. I was like,
you guys can't see this, but Becky's literally in the corner like...
Full body preview.
But yeah, so I'm trying to get a little bit more into football. I'm not saying like I'm going to go to every single football game and this, that and the other, but I'm trying to get
which come to more into one it. Near me, Hal's Owen FC. Shit club. It's only £10 a ticket.
Is it?
And they've got a little stadium. It's not like big, but it's... And they keep pissing. They call themselves the Youts.
The what?
The Youts. I don't know how. How long an FC, and then Y E L T Z or something like that. Makes Yelts. No sense. That's their nickname. Makes no sense.
Yelts. I'm trying to think. Is there anything in Hell's Owen that? Hell's Owen Youts. No.
No.
Yeah, cool.
So we could go there. We're fucking learning today. We're gonna rename ourselves to the Learning Centre.
We're workshopping that name. That's not the official title.
Oh, and we've finally come up with a name for the business. I was going to start it up, yeah? So you have to get a bank account. Doesn't take too long. But it's the address. Because I don't want to put where I fucking live. I don't want to put where you fucking live. And then to buy a PO box, it is like £350 a year. And I'm like,
£350 a year?
Just for the rental, yeah? So I was like, I just pay £50 to set up the company, which that's fine. But then you have to buy... that's to get VAT registered. Then if you want to start at practicing, you have to buy public liability, employer's liability, and some other fucking liability. And then certain people you want to work for, like, say, house builders or, what's they called? Fucking the old people home? Yeah, old people home. And stuff like that. You have to have certain accreditation, which you have to pay for. So it's fucking...
Ugh. A lot that goes into running a business, but we could do it.
No, that's fine. But I'm thinking, start small scale. Like, gutter cleaning, bin cleaning, because you know that people have got dirty bins. Clean that, do that. Start like that. Then obviously, price for people's houses. Charge hourly. Or if they ask for like a fixed rate, give them a fixed rate.
Painting.
Yep. Removal.
Removals.
Because with the word facilities...
Uh-huh.
What,
that may or may not be in the name.
Yes. In terms of the actual word facilities, you can pretty much do anything.
Mm.
But the only problem is with the company's house is you have to put like what your kind of industry will be.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
So I'm going to decide, I haven't chose that either because it's like, well.
It's kind of everything though, isn't it? Is it like a miscellaneous category or is that
something
not?
Like that, yeah. But then it's like, then... To get a grant, because you can apply for grants. So I was thinking, oh, we'll do that. You have to create bar charts, workflows, revenue incomes, expenditure. I'm like, I've just thought of an idea. How the fuck am I... So to get a grant is pretty much impossible.
Right. Well, you're good at the numbers.
Yeah.
I'm good at some things.
I already thought. So what we'll do is we'll find someone who's... Or ourselves. And obviously, once it actually takes off, because it starts off shit... I've already found one person would quit their job to actually work for it.
They'll quit their job to do that?
To do it, yeah.
Okay, sure.
Because obviously I have contacts in the housebuilding industry. Can we get jobs and price for jobs so we could win contracts, for example? I gave him some figures. We have a job. It's fucking, I don't know, 122 plots. And on average, per plot is £500 a house. So it's like, that's for three visits, it's £500 a house. So say, for example, make it easy, £100. 100 plots times 500.
5,000.
Okay, you can use a calculator.
500,000.
Well, you can calculate. 5,000, you said. What? 100.
100.
Times 500.
50,000?
Yeah.
That was my third option.
So, with that, that is for, that's for a whole site. If you had one person doing that, and we charge them, say, an hourly rate of 18 or something, pay, you've only paid them £20,000 a year. If you can get multiple of them, like three or four, they'll have enough work during the day. So that then your income before your expenditure is already 150.
See, this is the thing. He's the numbers guy. Anything to do with the numbers, the figures and stuff, I'm leaving that to you.
It's, mate, it's all about contacts, man.
It is.
I only have one small issue.
What's the issue?
Supplies. I don't know where, because obviously you can go to Costco and places like that.
I was going to say Costco.
But that, and obviously you can claim your 20% tax back and all that good stuff.
Mm.
But my issue is, I want to find a wholesaler that's cheaper than that.
See, I can do the research. I'm happy being like a researcher.
Okay.
But I'm sure there are places, probably out of Birmingham, but I can guarantee there are places that we
can
go to.
That's what I'm thinking, yeah. But then we have to draw up a map of where we could facilitate.
Mm.
And then, yeah.
Because would we start off in Birmingham and then work outwards, or do we start off outwards and work inwards?
Which has sort of set. Maximum we'll go is here, and then we'll apply for jobs within that area, and then hopefully do that. But the biggest one you want to get is commercial jobs, you know, like offices and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Because once you're in there, that's fucking routine.
Should I tell you what the most exciting thing for me is? Like, the potential. Getting a van.
Man with a van.
And slapping the name on the side. Ah! But getting a van.
Mate, I'm not drinking and all the stuff. My God. Tunnel vision, man. Unbelievable. Well, last night I just started drinking. I only had a few drinks and I felt so bad this morning.
But I guess if you haven't been drinking for a longer period of time, when you go back into it, your body's like, hold on, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
We haven't done this for a while.
Mate, honest to God, different. But yeah, no drugs and alcohol changes your life.
Maybe I should try it.
What? Stay sober, kids.
Yeah, this is a learning podcast. Stay sober.
Because on the weekend, there's all the end of the day, because you just go into the gym and it's like, oh, I'm still buzzing from pre-workout and shit. You're like, I'm just getting a laptop, have a look, mooch, you're like,
So the adrenaline stuff, isn't it? It's like, you want to actually like do something. Yeah. And
then, especially because a couple of times I went to the gym early to do what you do. Fuck doing that. But you'll have much energy during the day.
Yeah, it works for some people. It doesn't work for others. Like, I tried it for, I'm a morning person though. Like, I can get up in the morning pretty early and just get straight into it. So I have no problem like getting up, going to the gym in the morning. And also in my head, it's like, I'm getting out of the way. Like, for me, I'm kind of like, if I do it now, I don't then have to come home from work and not be able to chill and do it later.
Yeah.
I would rather get it out of the way in the morning rather than come home and do it. But I understand that for some people, it doesn't work like that. I've tried to do it after work before. And, you know, sometimes it's been fine, but I can't find the motivation if I come home from work. I find it really difficult to be like, I'm going to go back out for the gym.
I'm the opposite. It's like in the morning, you get up and like, you'll be doing something and it's like, oh, I've got, you're like limited with time. It's like, oh, I've got to go to work now. It's like, oh. So yeah, now after work, it's like something to look forward to.
Yeah. That's the thing. I guess each their own, isn't it? Like, you know, you've got to find what works for you. And I found that typically for me, it works going in the morning, then going to work, then coming home and I can just chill.
The day. Yeah,
I can literally
yeah.
just come home from work and not do anything because I don't feel guilty then, because it's like I've already worked out today and I've been to work, so I don't feel guilty just sitting here doing nothing.
Yeah.
So yeah,
so that's me up to date. What about you, Al Dot? What's new with you?
Nothing really too. I mean, I've obviously just come back off holiday, which is really fun.
Give us the lowdown. Any so 66?
No. Oh. No, I was in a country that I was in a Muslim country that, I don't know if they necessarily criminalise gay people, but they definitely don't like it.
Was there a lot of trans people there?
Not that I knew of, but we just mainly stayed in the resort, so I didn't see many people apart from the people in the resort. So we were there for 12 days, 11 nights. It's only 3 hours away. Which I think is crazy. Like, I'm going to Africa, like... But I guess it's North Africa, in it, so...
Still?
Yeah, but it's 3 hours
away. Probably 3 hours to drive from Scunthorpe to Birmingham?
Yeah. So, 3 hour plane journey. So it was a really easy flight. We had a morning flight, so we got there. I think we landed about just after 10 a.m. So by the time we actually got through and like got like the transfer and everything like that, it was like midday. So it was really nice. We had a really nice time there. I think the only problem that we had was because we were on an all-inclusive resort, the food kind of got very repetitive. And because we were there for 11 days, they had like a themed night on most of the nights. So we saw each themed night twice. So it was like, the food was cool.
What was the worst night?
Ooh.
British night.
Ugh. No, they had French night, they had Italian night, they had Spanish night, they had Tunisian night. And then I think they had like, they called it like Asian night. Obviously that's a very broad Korean spectrum. Night. No, it was like...
Oh, Chinese.
Like Chinese, Japanese, all that kind of stuff. But they also had like an on-site restaurant. I think the worst night was probably like the Mediterranean one, because the food there was a lot of variation. Shit, but like, there's like, there was rice with like raisins and stuff in it, and I don't fuck with raisins and all that kind of stuff. And the way that they cooked certain things, like, you know, I just personally didn't.
The best night.
The best for me was when I sent you that photo of the sushi that we had. Oh my god, it was so
that was disgusting.
But I like sushi though.
Oh, fucking
that's the thing.
Raw stuff.
Like, the sushi was nice. So we had a cabbage salad to begin with, which I thought, cabbage salad, I ain't gonna fill me the fuck up. That was actually really nice. Then the sushi came out and that was just lovely. But again, I enjoy sushi.
Was that the actual restaurant or the theme night?
That was the separate restaurant. Like the specific Japanese restaurant.
Oh, okay.
And then the dessert was like a chocolate fondant and vanilla ice cream.
Pussy.
Oh my god. It was amazing.
Pussy was so good.
No, but like in the, I guess the buffet restaurant, you could go back for more, you could get more portions, things like that. But they had like a set smaller menu in the Japanese restaurant. But that was my favourite meal. The weather was really nice, the people were nice there.
Got a nice tan.
I've got a nice tan. No one burnt, which was good.
Would you be able to tell if you burnt? That's an actual genuine question. Can you?
I don't know.
Have you ever been burnt?
I don't think so.
No.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Because your melatonin is obviously a lot better than ours, so.
Melatonin.
What's melatonin? That's the sleep one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Close. So yeah, drank last night.
Thank you, Becky. Thank you, mediator Becky. Yeah, so. Yeah, it was just...
Did you get pissed?
Oh, yeah.
Rat-arsed.
So I don't drink as much as I used to, so I didn't get rat-arsed. But I got drunk enough to the point of, like, I was a bit merry, I was a bit, like, you know...
Getting
litty. A little bit loosey-goosey, all that kind of stuff. But I there was no day that I woke up and I was like, oof. Oh, I'm really hungover.
Holiday crush around the pool. Did you have one?
There were a couple of guys that I was like, oh, you look nice. But... I wouldn't say that I...
No one had you barking, no.
Nah. I'm trying not to be that much of a slusser anymore.
It's fun though, man.
Yeah.
You only live once.
I know.
And you're in a new country, don't know who you are.
That's true, but a lot of them were English, so it was like, I don't want to potentially run into you.
Again.
Again, yeah. But it was good. I think what was good about this resort was it wasn't all just English people. Like, there were English people, there were like some French people, some Italian people, like people from all different...
Don't you think areas. Europeans have a way they dress?
Yes.
Thank you.
You can kind of always tell when someone's from Europe.
Yeah.
And it's I wouldn't be able to say like you're from this country or this country, but you can kind of go, oh, you're from Europe. Yeah. So it was nice because I feel like it shows that it's a good resort because it's not just English people going there.
Yeah.
It's people from like different countries and stuff like that. So it was nice to kind of speak to different people, meet new people, have different experiences, all of that kind of stuff. And yeah, it was a really nice time.
That's good. And you still got the car? I thought you were going to get rid of that like 2 years ago.
What?
Yeah.
My shithole car outside? Yeah, no, me too. Yeah, still got it. No further questions?
No plans to get rid of it? No?
Well, there was plans to get rid of it, but whether it happens right now or in months' time. Who fucking knows?
Sell it, man.
I know, but then it's like, I could sell it, but then I don't have a car, and then it's not just like an easy thing to just
have
get
you
a new
been
one.
Saving up to get a new car.
Let's not ask pointed questions, Reese, okay? Anyway, I'm much better with my money right now, but saving is a myth.
Is it?
Yes. Saving's not that easy.
Is it?
For somebody who's not been in a great financial situation for many years and is trying to play catch-up, saving's not that easy. Honestly, like, my bank sent me an email the other day. They were like, you can increase your overdraft if you want. Now, the old Lewis would have been like, run it up. But I was like, no, no, no. I'm going to sit with what I've got.
You have an overdraft?
Only £50.
Oh. How often do you dip in there?
I don't really. Oh, that's the thing. Like, I reduced it a while back because I was like, if I do need to go into it, it's only £50. Yeah. So it's not going to feel like too much if it comes out of my wage or whatever. But yeah, so what I try and do now is I go, okay, how many days are left in the month until payday? How much have I currently got in my bank?
Yeah.
Divide the amount I've got by the number of days until payday.
Yeah.
And then I go, okay, I've got X amount to spend each day.
Each day? What are you buying stuff every day?
No, I'm just saying, if I needed to, then I would have X amount to spend each day. That doesn't mean I have to spend that every single day.
So you know how do you live? Do you buy every day to eat or every week to eat? Or?
So I did a food shop last week, and I just bought like the basics. So I made a lot of stuff, put some in the freezer, put some in the fridge, cooked up some stuff, whatever. And that's, I think, lasted me. So I've still got some things, so I don't need to go to the shop yet. But I think by maybe the end of this week, I may need to go back to the shop.
So you live like every 2 weeks, so you...
I tried to, but it's not like too much money, which is, you know, fine. But I was thinking of getting Gusto or HelloFresh again, but I was like, actually, the amount of money that I spend on those, I could just buy.
Look at prep pots.
Prep pots?
Prepped pots, yeah. And we have a gander.
Prepped pots.
Yes, by Muscle Food, yes. That's what I get sometimes. I think it's very, very worthwhile.
Prepped pots by Muscle Food, except... Okay, I might have a look. So this is very similar to HelloFresh and Gusto.
Nah, they actually send you the meals in the pot. All you got to do is microwave it.
I have a microwave.
Shit. Yeah, no.
Theoretically, it would work, but there's that one final thing that I need that I don't have.
I don't think.
Would it work in the air fryer?
Oh, well, if you take it, oh no, if you defrost it, yeah, because there's two ways to do it. You can cook it from frozen, or
you can cook it in the oven.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fine then.
I think, I don't know.
I'll look into it. I'll research. But
wouldn't the plastic melt? It's in a plastic tub.
No, because there are lots of. There are lots of things that you can put in the microwave, but if you, like, pierce the top... I don't know. There's like, instructions on there that are, like, cook from frozen in the oven. I don't know. I'll have a look. I'll have a look.
Okay.
Yeah. But, yeah, to cut a long story short, I'm getting better with my money.
I'm going to shit my pants.
Oh.
So I'm going to go drop a little Lewis.
Can you at least say goodbye to everyone?
I'm going to come back and... Okay. Sorry.
Where's your guest? Before Reese absolutely shits himself. That was fun.
It's been emotional.
It has. Thanks for
having me.
No problem, thanks for coming.
It is bum. Now
I wish.
Oh god.
Alright. Okay. Bye everyone.
See you later.
See you on the next one. And yeah.
Next time, me and Lewis will be hot.
Let's hope. Okay, I'm going to go now. Bye, everyone.
Bye. Oh, shit. Bye, everyone.